It's another tequila sunrise.
I think I need a drink-a-doodle-doo.
Drinking again.
All right, let's drink.
I love scotch.
Bring in the cards.
Scotch.
I love gin. Gin. Gin, the perfect alcohol for a hot summer day because it hydrates you better than water.
What are we having?
We're having a peach gin and tonic.
Yes.
Which is inspired by the beautiful peach that Raj had earlier this week. Which apparently my peaches are not as good.
Dean already criticized your Walmart peaches.
They're not good.
Peaches are a little ragged.
Well, I don't have the sharpest of knives here as well. So
we eat a lot of peaches.
It's a new band name, Ragged Peaches.
To the country.
Gonna eat me a lot of peaches.
Make a drink.
Okay. So what you do is you get a tall glass and you get some delicious ripe peaches and you put in a couple of peaches in the bottom of each one. Smush.
We're doing this live on our Eagle Facebook page if you want to watch this fascinating process.
Right. And then you take so I have this delicious crushed ice. It's like the
Sonic
ice.
Oh, that's the best ice.
Yeah. You need cracked ice with gin, and I can't get the lid off.
You can buy a machine that makes the Sonic ice.
Really?
It's like $1,200 if you want the Sonic.
Yeah. And you put in some ice.
I think it's overrated. It's like the burger.
In with the ice over the peaches.
Put in another peach.
Oh,
ooh.
Layers now.
Layers.
Do we have straws?
No.
I see a rosemary plant, it looks like. You brought in an entire potted rosemary
plant. Okay, then you get your gin. And I'm using this botanist gin that I've discovered that I like. It doesn't taste like you're drinking a Christmas tree like a lot of other gins do.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to put in 2 ounces, basically a really good shot with some overpour.
You know what time it is, Dean?
No, what?
It's cold gin time again.
Yeah. It has been in the freezer.
You gonna have enough?
Yes. Is that gin expensive?
I think a little bit more than usual, but still not too bad.
Because I've read about that one, but I usually get the Hendrix. That's some top of the line stuff, but it's pricey.
I emptied it. Okay.
You put like an extra 3 ounces.
Just whatever was left in the bottle. Okay.
And then you get some peach nectar, and you put in the little end of the jigger, like a quarter of an ounce. Not very much. You don't want a whole lot.
Is this sold down the juice aisle? Peach nectar?
Yes, it was in the juice aisle. Okay, then you get your lime and you put a squeeze of lime in like you would with any other gin and tonic.
Okay.
Were there any crazy events that happened while you were at the Walmart?
There was quite a crowd sitting outside against the wall at 4 o'clock in the morning. It was interesting. Okay. Then you get your tonic water and you top it off.
See, you squeeze the lime wedge and then you just dropped
the crushed lime
into the thing like a piece of garbage.
Lime
That's what
up.
You do with a gin and tonic, Dean. I don't know what you're talking about. Right. What's your problem?
He's asking, I think.
Well, I'm describing also because we're on the radio.
You just dump it in. Okay.
Right.
Not like a piece of garbage. You didn't have to say that.
You didn't have to add that to it.
Well, it's a descriptive way to do it because we're on the radio.
Oh, okay. You top it off with the tonic. And then just for good times, you put in a little sprig of delicious, beautiful, fresh rosemary. And it's very pretty. What are you doing, Raj?
Look at that, fresh snipped rosemary.
I don't even know how I'm going to get my mouth near the beverage.
How do we drink this?
A straw might be real helpful.
Well,
we don't have that, sorry.
I'm stirring it for you.
Okay.
Due to budget cuts, we couldn't get straws.
We couldn't get straws.
You're lucky I got what I got.
Could steal them from Valero.
Pass them out. It's so pretty. Look how pretty it is.
Okay. It's kind of cloudy and
I like it. Let's
a lot
see.
Of peach junk in there.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Tastes good.
Yeah, it does.
It's very
rosemary in my nose.
Oh man, I could drink this whole thing.
Tartness to it.
Delicious.
It's obviously very reminiscent of a traditional gin and tonic.
Yeah.
But it has a little sweeter finish than that.
Mm-hmm. And then when you're done, you chew up the peaches that have been soaking in the gin. And you swallow them, and then that's the kicker.
It's the drink that never ends. I'm going to vote to swallow on this one.
Swallow.
All right, I'll swallow.
And then I'll chew the rosemary.
And then Susie, of course, will swallow.
I'm done.
She's already finished
busy swallowing.
All right.
Yum.
It's gone.
All right, so you want to make this? We've got the recipe. We'll have it online, also on our social media, for the Susie Drink of the Week, another winner.